And can you review the design of the target study?
So the target study was a second-line study in patients who had failed prior therapy, mainly cytokine-based therapy. 80% of the patients had cytokine-based therapy. Some patients had received chemotherapy or hormone therapy as first line, but mainly cytokine. And the patients then were, interestingly, all the patients had progressive disease and they should progress in a short period of time after the end of first line, within 8 months. They were randomized between sorafenib at the standard dose of 400 mg BID or placebo. And the primary objective was overall survival, and PFS was another primary objective. And what we have shown initially, and which led to approval of the drug, was that we were doubling PFS by giving sorafenib compared with placebo in this patient population, going from 12 to 24 weeks. This was the first breakthrough in this disease and was the first drug to be approved, followed 1 month later by sunitinib. Initially, I mean, the benefit in overall survival appeared to be quite high. I mean, 39% improvement, although it was interim analysis. And then, over time, I mean, the difference decreases. And this is certainly due to crossover and also to other drugs, because many patients receive sunitinib afterward and so on. So now, I mean, the difference is not statistically significant if we keep the whole patient population, but it is in the analysis when we censor the patients who receive the drugs. So when we look at the placebo censor patients, then we have a statistically significant benefit. So it means that probably the difference, which is smaller now, is mainly due to crossover and to new drugs which have been given to these patients.